Welcome to your five for the day. With so many things going pear-shaped, like cyber attacks on banks and hospitals, I've been considering the origin of the phrase going pear-shaped. One of the best attested meanings comes from the training of pilots to do loops in the sky. Failure to create a perfect circle is going pear-shaped. And I've begun wondering what we'd do if everything went pear-shaped at the same time. If computers crashed in a massive hack, if banks collapsed under a huge run for cash, if the energy supply failed and supermarkets folded, what then? Perhaps in the future, having a strip of land, a garden or an allotment, however small, will be the key to survival. It would be like going forward into the past. In a book called The Gardens of the British Working Class, the author shows how in the turbulence of the Industrial Revolution in London and in the northern cities, some workers would turn their small plots of land into little small holdings. People living in tenements would grow flowers and herbs in their window boxes. This wasn't so much the good life as the necessary life, an excellent and sustainable way to use our green and pleasant land. In my search for the origin of going pear-shaped, there was another suggestion that it came from the world of pottery. Once the clay on the potter's wheel begins to lose its form, it is said to have gone pear-shaped. That image conjures up a picture from the Bible, where out of desperation in a time of national crisis, the prophet Isaiah called out to God, "We are the clay, and you are our potter." Things had gone badly wrong. Cities had become wildernesses, the capital desolate, houses destroyed by fire, and all the pleasant places have become ruins. It's an apocalyptic scene straight out of a disaster movie, and it's a story about the end of a social order. That's a hard thought to bear in an era of unprecedented wealth and scientific optimism. But the complexity of our world is its blessing and its curse. Contemplating its future risks bringing into sharper focus the potential and the limits of our own self-sufficiency. Thankfully, the Bible is the inspired word of God and is relevant today. It reminds us that God loves us and allowed his Son Jesus Christ to die on the cross in our place for the wrong things we have done. It also points to the personal and visible return of the Lord Jesus to fulfill the purposes of God. He will raise all people to judgment, bring eternal life to the redeemed, eternal condemnation to the lost, and establish a new heaven and a new earth. We are encouraged to accept God's forgiveness, made possible by the death and resurrection of his Son, the Lord Jesus, and to have peace with him and a guaranteed eternal future with him. Thank you for listening. God bless.